This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. University of Colorado Regents heard from students, faculty, and community members Thursday advocating to ban concealed carry on its four campuses. Concealed carry has been allowed on CU campuses since 2012 when the Colorado Supreme Court ruled the university system's campus gun ban broke state law. Boulder student body president Rachel Hill urged the board to explore other options.
And I was across the street from the Boulder King Supers when a man massacred 10 of my neighbors. It's gonna keep happening unless we have the courage to do something about it.
The board agreed to further discuss the issue. Increases in the cost of housing in Colorado Springs are continuing to slow. Here's CPR's Southern Colorado reporter, Dan Boyce.
The number of homes for sale in the Pikes Peak region was down in January, just like in past months. Fewer homes were sold, too. They're also spending longer on the market, 50 days on average. That's up from 41 in December and a low of only 10 in June. The median price for a single-family home did tick up, however, to $445,000, up from $441,000 in December. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Coloradans may owe federal taxes on last year's Tabor refunds. The IRS is advising people to hold off on filing tax returns until it figures it out. But the state's revenue department says Tabor refunds should not be taxed, and that's what it's told the IRS. The issue is cropping up now because many states made special payments last year to combat inflation, and Colorado's Tabor refunds have been lumped into that category. This is CPR News.